This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Now, class, many years ago, I was reading a magazine. It's called Home Power Magazine, and there was a cover article, and it was about Dane Wigington and his solar power generation system. Dane Wigington is one of a very small number of senior USA Prepares instructors. He's with us right now. Welcome, Dane Wigington.
Good morning, Vincent. Thank you for your continued willingness to sound the alarm on what's occurring in our skies.
Dane, can you just share with us what happened back in that article on Home Power Magazine? It was a cover article, and it was your system. Was that the impetus, not the impetus, but having a solar power array and finding out that you weren't generating as much electricity as you were engineered to do, was that part of the reason why you started researching as to what in the world is going on?
Certainly it's primary, Vincent, because having grown up in smoggy Southern California and worked my entire life to get out of that, reaching the Northwest here and being off-grid in the middle of nowhere, discovering I was losing 60-70% of my solar PV uptake, photovoltaic uptake on specific days, that doesn't mean a 60-70% loss of light. It's direct sunlight that causes the photovoltaic power to drop so much that simply can't occur from, quote, condensation. And when I began to do much more in-depth research on the subject of geoengineering, a.k.a. climate engineering, solar radiation management, the specific objective of the powers that be to their stated purpose to put light-scattering particles in the sky to block some of the sun's incoming thermal energy. And that's what appeared to be occurring. I began to test my precipitation, found what I didn't want to find, climate engineering elements, starting with aluminum. And, by the way, on this subject, this has certainly made it clear the climate engineering was going on above my head. And I'm not sure if you've seen in the recent days, Vincent, that now we have acknowledgement from the science community of what Climate and Geoengineering Watch.org has stated on the record for the last decade and a half. Rainfall all over the globe is contaminated. Have you seen those articles in recent days?
Dr. Sheeler is talking about some of those things, yes, and we've been talking about that. And so, Dane, all right, please continue, and then I have one question.
This is a part of, I mean, this is the issue that's not being discussed, though. Yes, we have pollution. Yes, we have other sources of contamination, but when you have aircraft, in the case of military tankers, as part of, under the guise of the solar radiation management operations, which can drop some daytime high temperatures at the cost of worsening the overall meltdown of the planet, destroying the ozone layer, disrupting the hydrological cycle, when you have tankers that can carry 100 tons of nanoparticles, highly toxic, aluminum, barium, strontium, manganese, polymer fibers, graphene, 100 tons in one payload, and we have now extrapolated from the amount of contamination in our rain, how much is falling on the planet annually, how much is being sprayed into our skies annually, and it's in the range of 60 million tons plus, and that's from some very scientific extrapolations from what was calculated to be falling on one particular state in the U.S. over a year from hundreds of rain tests from a major science institution. I mean, the amount of material that's being sprayed into our skies under these programs that we are sucking up with every breath, in addition to all the other factors environmentally, we face a fight for life right here, right now.
There's no question that people are having respiratory problems, Dane. I mean, literally, the departments, the pulmonology departments are booked. You can't get to see a pulmonologist if you wanted to. Dane, I've taken a LED flashlight, at night, and I've aimed it up at the sky, and I've narrowed the beam so it's not quite a laser, but a narrower beam rather than a flood beam, a narrow beam. And the amount of particulates in the air is astonishing. You would not want to breathe without a mask if you did this. And this is not just in this year or last year. It's been going on. I've been doing this for years, over 11 years doing this. And you can stand under a light post in a city at night, and you'll see the same thing I'm talking about. It's everywhere. But then again, about 8 weeks ago, it just stopped. It stopped here in Missouri, over our farm. We used to have 30, 40 chemtrails at any given point in time, and then the sky would go dim. But for the last 8 weeks, couple of months, we have only had a couple sprayings, and then 2 or 3 days later, we've had rain. Other than that, no rain. Is that what you're seeing as well?
The pattern fluctuations are very vast. In the west here, we've had more of the, quote, ridiculously resilient ridge. That's what the weather script readers, a.k.a. forecasters, call this. It's an ionosphere heater-created high-pressure dome, and you typically do not see the visible aerosol operations under that dome. What we do see, though, and what people mistake as, quote, condensation, the shorter bright trails that less than the blatant horizon-to-horizon dispersions, but the skies will become silvery white. If you look toward the horizon here, toward a distant mountain that might have a few cumulus clouds above it, they're difficult to make out because there is still so much particulate matter. And again, much of that, where we live, Vincent, blows in from off the eastern Pacific, off the coast here. And it's still there. It's still in the air. Not as bad on the overhead visible spraying this year here either. But it's just occurring elsewhere. I mean, we're getting reports from all over the globe right now of absolutely relentless blanket spraying. There's only so many tankers, but there's only so many resources. And in regard to tankers and the U.S. military's part in this, for the record, the U.S. military has three times more aerial tankers than all other militaries in the world combined. Certainly the biggest player in the climate engineering operations. Not the only one. All nations are colluding and cooperating on this issue. It cannot be otherwise. You can't just geoengineer over your own country. They are all absolutely colluding and cooperating on this issue for their own purposes. And it's important for listeners to understand this is a complex issue. It's not a this or that issue. There's not a single agenda being carried out. There are many. And masking the true severity of planetary life support system implosion while fueling that implosion at the same time is a major part of this equation. To keep the business as usual, the sort of engineered cool downs, and Vincent, you've had those there as well, right? You've had the flash cool downs with chemical ice nucleated elements. You've had that type of scenario there. Temperature swings 50 degrees in a day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've had hail when it's really warm outside. Absolutely.
It's chemical ice nucleation operations. This is hard science. These are patented processes. And most people think water freezes at 32 degrees, that's it. Not the case. That's ice nucleation is a very complex science, and they can and are seeding clouds with what's called chemical and or biological ice nucleating elements, starts the nucleation process at much higher temperatures, builds it much faster, thus the massive hailstones that are devastating everything, the flash cool downs like we've seen in places like Denver, Colorado is a prime location they choose for this because it's a basin, cold, dense air that comes from these heating operations in the clouds, settles to the surface, creates the illusion of a cold world when it's not. I mean, it's maybe even 1,000 feet deep or less, this cold air at times, but on the surface it can be very cold. This is a chemical type cold. And so we've seen Denver go in 3 of the last 5 years from temperatures all-time record highs in late winter and spring of in the 80s pushing 90 to single digits in a day. That's not nature. So again, the degree to which the climate's being manipulated right now is difficult to comprehend. The toxicity is off the charts. We're getting the science community beginning to admit that. And no air quality testing agency is looking for these particles. They're much smaller than anything that's being looked for. And the smaller they are, the more lethal they are to us. The more bioavailable they are, i.e. easily absorbed, they're bioaccumulative. They build up in our system. They're synergistically toxic. It's a wonder any of us can walk and talk at this point. But everybody, Vincent, is focused on political idiocy, scripted political idiocy. The planet's going down, as is our health, as is the health of the entire web of life. And though we face many challenges and we've been very bad stewards of the planet, if we don't deal with what's happening in our skies, as Geoengineering Watch has stated from day one, if we don't deal with that, we're done in the near term, the very near term. And at any point in their choosing, if they choose to make that mix more lethal, i.e. an engineered pathogen, which we believe is already a part of this operation. We've had Italian researchers find CB19 attached to airborne particulates, peer-reviewed science study. If at any point in time they want to put something much more lethal in this mix, it's already very toxic. We're done. That simple.
Dane, I was at the dental office for a semi-annual checkup. And they had this TV screen, and all of a sudden there was this warning message, red alert. And it was 90 to 100 degrees outside. This was just like a week ago. And there was a weather alert, warning, 60-mile-an-hour winds, hail, take cover. It's blazing hot here. Hail. That just is the exclamation point that you're talking about. And then here's another one. As you know, Dane, we're farmers here at the Finelli household, and we raise Angus cattle. And all around us, farmers were having a rash of cattle deaths called black leg. It's a wasting disease. It comes on really fast, and if you don't catch it in 24 hours, the cow will die. All around here. And it's a pathogen that lives in the soil that wakes up when there is a dramatic change in temperature. So everybody's happy until the temperature spikes, the pathogen comes out of the soil, kills the cows. It looks to me, Dane, that our food supply, as well as humans, are under assault from these protocols, these sprayings. So have you heard of that, the black leg that kills cows? Have you heard that correlation with what you're talking about?
Haven't heard of black leg. We have valley fever now, which is from similar conditions that affects humans. And that's, science community has noted that spiking extremely high at this point. And with all of these types of ailments, we have the science community, by the way, blaming or already pointing the finger at a multitude of pathogens being released from thawing tundra and the Arctic, and they blame this on these processes when nobody in the science community will acknowledge the aerosol spraying operations above us, when nobody will acknowledge that that type of biological agent dispersion is a matter of military historical record. And so how do we really know what's coming from where at this point? If we look at the COVID-19 spread globally, we had an initial wave of 25 countries infected in 3 days, second wave 85 countries in 3 days. We have the world's most recognized, or second most recognized climate engineer, Dr. Ken Caldera, that has acknowledged that he worked for the government on ways of spraying pathogens into clouds to infect the population below. Why wouldn't we connect that dot?
Well said. Dane, we're going into our first break. We have about 40 more minutes of today's class. We're not taking calls today, and we'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Clastane Wigginton's with us. GeoEngineeringWatch.org. is the website, geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane, it's not just here in the United States. It's not just Lake Mead. It's not just the Colorado River. Headlines in dailymail.co.uk, quote, the Rhine runs dry and is set to become impassable to crucial coal barges, with Europe on course to suffer the worst drought in 500 years and extremely violent wildfires ravaging France in 100 degree Fahrenheit heat, end quote. It's not just here.
It's not. And in other regions, you have exactly the opposite. You have relentless deluge, like southeastern Australia, that already went through their epic drought, epic incinerations, and now they're in biblical-scale flooding. What we can say with certainty is that climate intervention operations are the single biggest factor in this equation. This is not to deny the damage we've done to the planet. I want to make that clear. We've been absolutely horrible stewards of planet Earth. But the intentional intervention in the planetary system is preventing the planet from responding and trying to regain a new equilibrium. Again, and all forms of human damage to the planet have to stop, or none of us are going to be here very long. That's a given. In fact, with the current momentum, and I'm sorry, this is a tough pill to swallow, short of some unforeseen factor, majority of people on this planet now are not going to be here that much longer. Those in power know this, and this is why certain provisions have been taken by then, certain actions have been taken, and I think it should be obvious that at this point they're attempting to cull the herd. They bear the most responsibility for this paradigm. Those in power have done everything to create it. They should be the first to walk the plank at this point. obviously they're not going to volunteer for that. But the gravity of what we face cannot be overstated, and it's unfortunate, Vincent, I see so many still caught up in a scripted political idiocy. I don't care what station they're watching on TV, what political stripe that station wears. It's all part of the same scripted theater while the planet goes down in flames. And on that note, on the wildfire note, we hope later today to have one of our most important reports up that is incredibly damning as to the degree to which the U.S. military is involved with the incinerations. And this is, I'll leave it at that. Your listeners can find this at geoengineeringwatch.org, hopefully up later in the day today. But there are other posts they can search that are very, very important to understand. Wildfires Serve Geoengineering Agenda, that exact title. They can find one of our most important reports. And what we have, Vincent, is peer-reviewed science study from the so-called climate science community advocating for these epic burndowns in the attempt to mimic the short-term cooling effect of a volcano. Volcanoes create short-term cooling, and this is the model for climate engineering, the stated model. Filling the atmosphere with these life-scattering particles to slow down the thermal energy buildup of the planet. But now we know, as geoengineeringwatch.org has stated from the very beginning of our organization, that this short-term cooling is exactly that, very short-term, highly toxic, and comes at the cost of worsened overall warming, destroyed ozone layer, which is an existential threat by itself, completely disrupted hydrological cycle. And I want to make this clear, too. Those in power are not trying to do something benevolent. This is malevolent, period. This is about power and control, period. And for our military brothers and sisters that are participating, and they absolutely are, they're being told that they're doing something benevolent, something for the greater good, something to save the planet. Couldn't be further from the truth. These climate engineering operations are weather warfare, period. Yes, they are targeting food supplies at this point. There's no question. The consistency with which food production is being hammered by weather cataclysm is far beyond anything that could be attributed to chance. Our military brothers and sisters have to wake up, remember their oath to protect their countrymen from all threats, foreign and domestic. Blindly following orders is not fulfilling that oath. Correct, Vincent?
Absolutely correct. Dane, I'd love to hear your point on this, your take on this. I have maintained for as long as I've been broadcasting, even before that, but publicly for over 11 years, that the sum of all the oil burners, the heating systems, the gas heating system, the power generation systems, the buses, the trucks, the automobiles, the ships, the boats, have all contributed, all of this burning of fossil fuels has contributed to the climate mess we're in. Yes or no? Would you agree with that?
There's no question. It's a statistical certainty. And I'll give some figures of that.
We
come back.
Reduce their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Bad news on the producer price index numbers. The Labor Department reported Thursday that the PPI climbed nearly 10% in July from the previous year. It's Texas versus New York City on illegal immigration. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is scoffing at the idea that New Yorkers may come to Texas to campaign for his Democratic opponent.
You know, I kind of feel like Clint Eastwood. Go ahead, Mayor. Make my day.
This as the governor reminds everyone on Fox News what New York City Mayor Eric Adams said regarding illegal immigration.
Mayor Adams said that they welcome in illegal immigrants. And now, once they have to deal with the reality of it, they're suddenly flummoxed and they cannot handle it. They are now getting a taste of what we're having to deal with.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Three people were killed when a house exploded in Evansville, Indiana on Wednesday in a blast that damaged 39 other homes. The explosion happened just before 1 p.m. local time. Some of the homes were damaged so severely that they were not safe to enter, and a search for more victims was on hold and not finished by Wednesday evening. The White House has decided to selectively answer questions on the President Trump home raid by heavily armed FBI agents.
Again, I'm just not going to comment on any reaction to what happened yesterday. We are going to refer any incoming to the Department of Justice. I can tell you this. He was not aware of the Mar-a-Lago raid? I don't know what you guys are calling it, before it happened.
The FBI's raid on President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home can be seen as a political tactic used in a third world country. So says Representative Glenn Grothman, a Republican from Wisconsin, on Newsmax.
Well, I think overall this right now makes President Trump appear a martyr. As a matter of fact, I knew several people yesterday who in Wisconsin primary day actually voted for the Trump-endorsed candidate to show support for President Trump. In other words, they were going to go for the other candidate and flip for Trump. So I think this is the type of thing that makes President Trump more popular and people view him as a victim. They know these things are politically motivated.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
God, you're
take my when you go to the feed
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dane, it's great to be in good company. Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org, because I've been saying immutably that the sum of all the oil burners, the gas heating systems, the power generation systems, the coal, the nuclear power, all of the things, the trucks, buses, airplanes, ships, burning oxygen for these fires to propel and heat with these systems has heated up the planet. It's altered the climate. And you're the only person who said, no, it's the sun. It cycles. You're the only one. Please give us the statistics.
Wait a minute. Who said that?
Well, Lots of people say it's just the sun. And you know,
I thought you said I'm the only one who said that.
No, you're the only one who said that.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood what you said. No, yeah, that's certainly not our position. We would agree with you completely. And let me put this into context. We're going through 100 million barrels of carbon fuel a day. And it can't not have an effect. And it's baffling to me how many people think that that has no effect, when obviously it has to have an effect. These gases don't magically float out into space. They're trapped here in the fishbowl. Where has that heat gone? The majority so far has gone into the ocean. Oceans have absorbed about 90% of it, no more, though. The oceans are superheating. They're dying by the day. We've lost 90% of Earth's plankton populations in the Atlantic. We just got peer-reviewed study on that. No plankton, no people. Simple. Boreal forests are dying as well. How fast is the Earth heating at this point, statistically, mathematically? It's heating at the thermal energy equivalent, the heat equivalent of the heat in 7 Hiroshima bombs per second. Per second. That's about 600,000 a day. That's impossible to get your arms around. But again, it takes so much of that heat to warm the oceans. Vincent, if you put an empty pot on your stove with a lid on it, and you turn the fire on underneath, the air inside is going to heat up extremely fast, right?
Absolutely.
What if that pot's full of ice cubes and water? It's going to take a lot longer, right? A lot longer.
Absolutely. Correct.
But once that ice is melted off, heating starts to take place very quickly. And that's the scenario we face. And on top of that burning of the carbon fuel, we have climate engineering that can create these short-term, highly toxic cooldowns at the cost of further fueling that warming, and from many directions as well, not just trapping more heat than it deflects, but again, the destruction of the ozone layer. And by the way, if we had no other challenges but that, we have a former NASA contract engineer that works directly for geoengineeringwatch.org. We're metering not just extremely high levels of UVB in the surface, but we're getting UVC now. We think we've detected some trace levels of X-ray. That's the final spectrum of UV before the ozone layer functionally disintegrates. That by itself is a near-term existential threat. We may face functional collapse of the ozone layer in as little as 18 to 24 months. No more food. Game over. If you have a refrigerator full of food, you can hide in your house for a while, but for how long? Plankton's dead at that point. No more food, no more insects. I think we know where that road leads. Climate engineering's single greatest source of ozone layer destruction. But then it fuels other feedback loops that further destroy the ozone. We just got peer-reviewed study on this as well. The wildfire smoke, again, and the wildfire is most directly connected to climate engineering because climate engineering is cutting off precipitation, and there's no question about that. We can see it on satellite imagery, so we're not guessing. We can speculate on the motives and the agendas, but the fact that climate engineering is the single biggest factor cutting off precipitation to regions all over the globe, absolutely scientifically inarguable. And your listeners should know this as well. And I want to state this on both our behalfs, so I think. This is not about Al Gore. It's not about environmental groups. They're nothing but unimaginably massive hypocritical people and organizations that won't face climate engineering. They won't acknowledge it. They deny it. So this is not about those groups that are only trying to protect their nonprofit status in the case of environmental groups. They're all hypocrites. But the planet, it should rain more on a rapidly warming planet overall, not less. The laws of physics make clear 7% more moisture for every degree C of warming. We think we're past 3.5 degrees C right now. The whole 1.5 degrees C thing is a massive deception. Frontline temperature data indicates we're past 3.5 degrees C now. That's warmer than at any point that humans have existed on this planet. We're through the guardrail. Climate engineering making it worse, not better. And the only way it can rain less overall on a warming planet is if there's a factor we're not being told about. That factor is climate engineering. So, again, this issue has to be brought to light. It's biological warfare as well. And as I stated, I think, before we had a cutoff there, the world's second most recognized climate engineer, Dr. Ken Caldera, who now works for Bill Gates, and Dr. Ken Caldera, what he did for the U.S. government, the DOD, in his own words, we have the recording of him saying it in his own words, he designed ways of spraying pathogens into clouds to infect the populations below. Now he works for Bill Gates. Bill Gates calls him his most amazing teacher. These are some pretty alarming associations with all of these people. Not surprising, but alarming. What I would say, Vincent, is we have a population in the U.S. waving their flags, talking about whatever political candidate and whatever nationalistic trained mantras, while our those that control our government are literally placing the population under very real and immediate assault. We have to face what's occurring. And again, I would start with what's occurring in our sky. That is the biggest hole in the bottom of the boat. We can hide from the vaccination, experimental mRNA doing unbelievable harm at this point, not by accident. We cannot hide from what's falling down through the air column. We can't hide from Earth's life support systems collapsing. We need to deal with this.
Dane, just to be absolutely perfectly clear for the class, over the years I've said that in the Northeast, a lot of homes have oil burners. And so most of the homes in the Northeast back in the 60s, 70s, 80s had oil burners. And I know for a fact that they would burn about 500 gallons of fuel oil, which is the same as diesel, per year to heat their houses. That's almost every house, 500 gallons. Then you add the trucks, the buses, and all that. What I said was that Dane is the only other person that I know that agrees that we've done it. We have done this. And I just want to make sure that it's absolutely clear. We are on the same page, but he's the only other person. And Dane, is that right?
Well, yeah, it's completely correct. And let's look at this logically, rationally, deductively, and mathematically, because statisticians have done the calculations on whether or not there's any chance that what's happening could be from any other core causal factor, i.e., cosmological changes, any other factor besides human activity, which includes climate engineering at the top of the list. It's a statistical, mathematical zero. There's no chance that what's happening on the planet now is not human caused from all forms of human activity that affect the energy balance of the planet, with climate engineering being at the top of that list, but that by no means negates the rest. Again, so we have planetary denial. We have mass formation psychosis, as the psychological term goes. People trying to find anybody that will reaffirm what they want to believe, that this party can continue indefinitely without consequence, couldn't be further from the truth. Now we have a criminal or criminally insane cancer controlling the world because we've let it happen. And that's another factor, too, we hear from people. It's just them. It's just those at the top. It has nothing to do with us. We haven't done anything wrong. That's not true either, because those at the top couldn't do what they are doing without the active or passive support of the majority population. Would you agree with that, Vincent?
Absolutely, and I have a name for them, and I call them the GDP, and that stands for Generally Dumb Public. They are ignorant of the facts. I'm not saying that they aren't intelligent. I'm just saying they're ignorant of the facts. They're generally
willfully
dumb.
Willfully so, though. I would say, and I would willfully so. They don't want to know. The majority don't want to know.
Well, it's too hard, and you know we've encouraged people to become farmers, get out of Dodge, do what you've done where you live on your reserve and where we live on our preserve. We've encouraged people to do it, but it's too hard. I mean, it's 24/7. It's heavy. It's hard. It's hot. It's cold. It's brutal. Most people would rather just get in a lazy boy and push buttons and, you know, change the channel. Dane, one of the things that we do here at USA Prepare is we put exclamation points on things that are said. Here's an exclamation point. France is reducing the power generation by about 20% because of the heat is so great that the nuclear reactors that dump heat into the rivers from the reactors through their heat exchangers would be killing the life in the rivers because of the excess heat. So they turned down the nuclear reactors about 20%. Exclamation point. Another exclamation point. We just heard in the news during this broadcast, three people were killed in an explosion in Indiana. I've been to that part of Indiana, and I watched the video of the explosion. This was not a dirty bomb. This was not a pipe bomb. This isn't some guy playing in his garage or his basement with, you know, making a pipe bomb. This looked to me like a gas explosion. Now, here's what I know. I've called propane companies about filling propane tanks. They used to fill them 80% full. So if you have a 500-gallon tank, they'll fill it 400 gallons, leaving room for expansion because of the heat. They don't do that anymore. Now they only fill them 75% because the heat is so great that they're afraid these tanks are going to explode. I think that's That could be what happened in Indiana with this house blowing up and taking out 30-plus homes all around it. I think we're going to see more of that. We're seeing railroad tracks bending because the coefficient of expansion of the iron rails is different from the coefficient of expansion of Mother Earth. So the rails are bending.
Correct. And this that type of thermal energy buildup, again, the it's not just the ambient temperatures, but the extraordinarily intense UV radiation now because the ozone layer is so horrifically damaged. And they're doing everything to sweep that under the rug. We had acknowledgement of what geoengineeringwatch.org has stated for the last decade and a half. We just got peer-reviewed study acknowledgement of that about 6 weeks ago. Peer-reviewed study acknowledging that there's a massive permanent ozone hole over much of the planet, majority of the population exposed, and mainstream media immediately jumped on that, did everything they could to sweep it under the rug, found a few paid liars to say it isn't so, and that's it, gone. We're back to political theater. Back to the circus of left, right, Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, polarizing of the population while the ship goes down in flames. So, yeah, we're going to see a lot more of that. And that thermal energy buildup on the propane tanks and cars. Vincent, how many, now you hear him talk about all the time, how fast the cars heat up and so forth. It's easy to feel this thermal energy buildup on a surface if you're in direct sunlight. And it's much, much worse than in decades past because of the penetrating heat that comes from a destroyed ozone layer.
Dane, I have a non-contact thermometer, so I can point this looks like a little handheld gun with a trigger with a display, and I can point it at something at, you know, 20 feet away or 10 feet away, and I've been reporting here at USA Prepares that our roof, which is a tannish colored roof, it's called weathered wood, that's the color of it, it's an architectural shingle on our farmhouse, the roof is 168 degrees in the sun. We have a stone house, and that stone, I'm not talking about I'm talking about thick wall stone. It's 121, 122 degrees. The garage doors are Clopay foam insulated doors. They are so hot on the outside you cannot touch them without burning your hands. They're tan in color. So these aren't black doors. We don't have a black roof. The temperatures are exactly what you're saying. We're going to lose roofs. We're going to lose roads. We're going to lose everything, including trees.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Geoengineeringwatch.org, class, geoengineeringwatch.org. You might want to make that a favorite of yours and visit it early and often. Dane, I predict that shingles are going to be sliding off roofs. I'm talking about three-tab shingles that are nailed on with roofing nails. I think that the heat of the sun will be so great that the shingles, I know that they're coming unglued because the glue that holds the shingles in place is heat sensitive. So initially there's glue tabs on the bottom of shingles when they're first installed. The heat of the sun glues the top shingle to the one just below it, and they're all glued together. Well, the heat is so hot, I believe the glue is melting, and I believe that shingles are going to start sliding off roofs. Right now, I've been trying to buy a 5-gallon bucket of roofing cement, tarred roofing cement, so I can tar the seams on our barn roof. I can't get it. It's not available, special order, and it'll take weeks to get it. So I think it's, and if you look at the heat of cities, you just take a look at those thermometers, outside thermometers you have on your vehicle. Look at the temperature as you go into a city. Look at the temperature 20 minutes later when you leave the city and go into the countryside. You'll see about a 10 or 15 degree delta. That's the roads, the roofs, and the heat output from the infrastructure and the buildings and the residents and the cars and trucks and buses and airplanes and all that in the city. Dane, any comments?
Well, certainly I agree. I want to point out that for people, the sun hasn't changed significantly. It's the atmosphere that's damaged, and for all the reasons we've cited. And I want to give them some tools to work with. And at our homepage, geoengineeringwatch.org, we have a groundbreaking documentary we made available for free the moment it was done. It's titled The Dimming. Within that documentary, there's acknowledgement from U.S. Air Force major generals in that film, acknowledging climate engineering operations, former U.S. presidential cabinet members, Canadian Minister of Defense, former government scientists. We took a National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration flying lab to altitude with top scientists, tested what these heavy aircraft were emitting, found what we knew we would find, climate engineering elements. So
pass on credible data to people, and that will help to wake them up to this weather warfare that's being waged on us. And I think all of us, from anybody from any side of the fence, would agree with this, Vincent. There can be no legitimate discussion about the climate from any perspective without acknowledging this massive elephant in the equation, if you will. I mean, this is the biggest single part of the puzzle. So to wake people up around us, it's important to have credible data to pass them. A picture's worth a thousand words. We pass on our printed information materials at geoengineeringwatch.org for less than our cost of producing and shipping. Our only goal is to get them into circulation, and they're much more effective, exponentially more effective than walking out, pointing at the sky at a spray dispersion and ranting. So I encourage people, arm yourself with credible data, and you will have success, much more success, at waking those up around you. And I want to point this out, the time frame we're on, this hitting the wall is not decades away. It's not even years away. I would argue, I would be surprised. I'll say that. I'll be surprised if we make the end of this year without some very big shoes dropping, because there are so many factors past the breaking point. Those in power are so desperate, they are going to play very big cards. We found the patent, Vincent, U.S. patent for using nuclear bombs to put enough particulate matter in the air to create a nuclear winter to slow down the warming. That's how desperate they are. Will they do that? I guess we'll see soon enough, but they're already using the epic wildfires for that exact purpose. We found the science study to prove it. A very important post-up later today on geoengineeringwatch.org. Very shocking U.S. military document to back up everything we cite in that post. Shocking. So, again, I encourage people, look at the data. Prioritize. We have to deal with this biggest hole in the bottom of the boat. Whole boat goes down. Whatever other cause people are working on won't matter. And political anything doesn't matter. It's all scripted, orchestrated. We need to focus on the fact that we face a fight for life right now.
Class, I've seen the dimming. Now, I suggest you go to geoengineeringwatch.org and click on it. You can watch it for free. It will change your life. Dane, we have a fruit and nut orchard. I have 5-gallon buckets. I drilled a tiny hole, one little hole in the bottom of each bucket the size of a pencil lead, number 2 pencil lead, and I fill them up 3 times a day. So that's 5 times 3, 15 gallons per tree per day, about 25 trees just to keep them alive. So here at the farm, our farm is half woods and it's half pasture or fields. And oak trees, 70 feet tall, 60 feet tall, are dying. The leaves have gone from green to brown, and the leaves are falling off. It's like fall. The trees can't handle it. The plants
same
can't
here.
Handle it.
In Northern California, same here. Continue, but it's exactly the same here. Go ahead.
Okay. So, Dane, I mentioned to you that our hay crop is down 75%. We only have 25% of the hay. That means, and we're not alone, it's all over the world. Farmers have an awful hay crop. That means we're going to have trouble feeding the world. Any comments quickly in the last few seconds?
Again, prioritize, please. Let's deal with the biggest hole in the bottom boat. It's happening above us. All the information needed is at the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org, including activist instructions. Please help us to sound the alarm.
Dane, is there anything that we can do to protect ourselves?
We have to deal with what's happening in our skies, Vincent. The whole boat sinks. There's nowhere to hide.
Nowhere to hide. Class, you heard it. You heard it. That was the most brilliant presentation on climate that I've ever heard right here. Dane, thank you so much, amigo.
Thank you, Vincent. Be safe.
You too.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.